Some of the things that we do have coming up in September, though, we do have a CPR and first aid class, a great CPR and first aid class with John Pulitzer, which is on Tuesday, September 27th. Right now, they're also working on our gallery area right now, and we've got Pat Jorsted, which will be showing a lot of her artwork that she has done over the years. I mean, she's got some amazing artwork that she has done.
Pat Jorsted was one of the first people I met, maybe the first person I met in Northfield.
Wow.
She worked here at the radio station back then, and I never knew she was an artist. And I understand from what I've heard, she's not only an artist, but a very good one, very talented.
Extremely talented. I mean, many different mediums that she has on display at 50 North, and I might be actually even asking for a little help with some of my woodwork and see if she could help me with doing a little bit of color on my woodwork and figuring out how to do that.
Oh, all right.
Because she's so amazing.
I'll have to check that out.
We also have Diana Fessler in the art gallery. She is showing off a lot of the dresses that she's made over the years. A lot of fantastic looking dresses that they have, and unique ones, I have to say.
Yeah.
So
oh, absolutely.
It'll
yeah.
be wonderful for that. We also have a lot of great programs coming up. We've got a great program actually talking about travels to Antarctica. Patty Cernia, who is our coordinator for programming at 50 North and also our outreach program at 50 North, her family members, Mark and Bev Lentzi, actually went to Antarctica, the Falkland Islands, and South Georgia, and they'll be talking about their experience going up to Antarctica.
Wow. Okay, that's quite the trip.
It is, and that will be on September 28th, which is a Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30.
All right.
So we're looking forward to that. I think that one will be a very good...
I would think so.
Very intriguing trip to understand and hear about.
That's a trip that I'd probably never take, but I would find it fascinating if somebody else took it, took that trip and brought back pictures and stories.
Exactly.
I like the warm weather myself.
I'm with you myself. I like it a little cool, but not that cool. We have also some other great programming coming up. We've got paper making. That will be on September 26th from 9 to 11. It's learning the easy step-by-step process in making your own beautiful and unique paper. We have songwriting class. Now, this is interesting. We have Sam Daly. Now, a lot of people know Sam Daly through the dog training here in Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
Sam also divulges into songwriting. So we've got a great one with the elements of song structure and songwriting, which is September 14th and 15th, which is a Wednesday and a Thursday. It's 10:30 to 12 o'clock. And then we've got the great and wonderful Julie Faulkner from the Paradise Theater in Faribault. She does amazing work with portraits of animals, and she'll be doing a class on how to do a portrait of your own animal or other animals.
Mm.
So it's Paint Your Pet 2.0, which is, again, a two-day class, a Monday and a Tuesday, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock on October 10th and 11th.
2.0, all right.
2.0. Yeah.
Beyond the stick figures.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I've seen her work, and she is very talented.
Very much so. The way that she uses color, it's amazing how she can get all the intricate details of the animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also have, you may be seeing a lot of individuals around Northfield, especially downtown and various other locations, playing this unique little game called pickleball. And if you're interested in learning how to play pickleball, we do have a Enhance Your Pickleball Skills, which is on Monday, September 12th, 8 to 10 o'clock. That Monday, we'll be talking about skills, talking about how to play it, all the rules, logistics, and then that Tuesday, the next day, we'll be actually going out and actually running drills and working on your pickleball skills.
All right. And we've got the new courts.
Down by Riverside. Yeah. So that's actually where we will be on that Tuesday. And then we are also there every single week. We're there right now currently until the snow flies. We'll be down there on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So, and it's free to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more than welcome to join in with our great group that we have down there.
Perfect.
We're not very competitive. I'll be very honest with you. We're just more about having fun and just getting out and being active. That's the biggest thing.
That's the bottom line right there.
Exactly.
All right.
Another great thing that you may see at family get-togethers or different things that are out there is cornhole. we have a learn how to play cornhole and just come and play cornhole, which will be every Wednesday in September from 1 to 3 o'clock in the courtyard at 50 North.
All right. That's always a lot of fun.
That one is too.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you on that one. Don't have to worry about taking too many different scores with that. We've got some great trips coming up also. We've got a great one coming up on September 22nd, which is the Como Zoo and Conservatory, which is on a Thursday, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Then we have an overnight trip, which will be in October, which is October 17th through the 18th. We'll be going through the Bluff Country, down into Amish Country, going to various different locations. We'll be learning about the Amish Country, learning about transitioning dairy into cheese, so how the dairy farmers work with the cattle and how they transition the milk into cheese. We'll be actually going to a play that night. The first night we'll be going into a play. And then there's an option of staying at an Amish camp, or you can actually go to a hotel if you'd like to. So there's two different options for there. And then we'll make our way back up to Northfield. And as we make our way back up to Northfield, we'll go into different various Amish locations where we'll actually be able to buy some of the great produce that they have. We'll even be going to a Lefse making location. So we'll be making Lefse right. And actually having lunch there with Lefse.
Well, you've got a full trip plan. When is that?
That is October 17th and 18th. Oh, we'll be leaving at 7 a.m. on that Monday.
You might even be able to see the leaves turning at that point. So you've got, boy, that's a full trip. That sounds like a fun one.
It's going to be a beautiful one, and it's going to be a fun one, just like you said. We also have some great ones coming up in November. In November, we've got the Egan Outlet Mall, which will be going there on November 15th. It's going to be a shopping experience for individuals. Get your shopping done before the Christmas season and all the holiday season and all the hustle and bustle. Get your holiday done. And then we'll actually be going to Doolittle's Wood Fire Grill for lunch that day. And again, that is on November 15th. And then November 20th, we are going to the History Theater to see A Servant's Christmas, the musical. Again, that is on November 20th, which is a Sunday. We've got great plans for those trips. So if you're interested in any of those, make sure to go to our website, look at our website, or come in and talk to us at 50 North. We'll be welcome to sign you up for it.
All right. Boy, sounds like a busy time at 50 North.
It is a very busy time.
All right. Anything else?
Well, at 50 North, you know, we thrive on all that we do at 50 North, and we've got various different things that we have going on out in the public, such as our popcorn wagon. We've got the Use the Bit program. You know, a lot of those we depend upon volunteers, so we're asking for individuals to please help us out with volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact us at 50 North. Michelle Loken, which is our new program coordinator for volunteers, will be willing to help you out with that. Michelle is also our lead for the art department, and she's looking for more art instructors, leads for art instructors, and also directors for melodramas. We'd like to see about getting some melodramas going at 50 North.
All right. And you can contact 50 North for information on any of that stuff. And your website, too.
Yeah, so correct.
Check that out. Greg, thank you so much for coming in. Always fun talking with you. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks so much.
Greg Swenson from 50 North joins us each month to let us know what's going on at 50 North.